Scholastic Audio presents The 39 Clues, Cahill's vs. Vespers, Book 4, Shatterproof, by Roland Smith, read by David Pitu. Chapter 1. On a Bus to Berlin, Germany.
Bluetooth earpieces are so geeky,
Dan Cahill said.
But they free up your hands for surfing the web, stealing priceless jewels, and eating pastry,
Attica said, taking a huge bite out of an apple strudel.
And picking your nose,
Dan added, which caused Atticus to blow a mouthful of strudel all over the seat in front of them, occupied by Dan's sister, Amy, who was trying to sleep. Amy had heard the entire lame exchange and felt the half-chewed pastry chunk splatter the back of her head, but she resisted the strong urge to turn around and tell the boys to shut up. She was happy that the old goofy Dan was back, acting like a complete idiot. He had grown up way too much in the past few weeks, and she hadn't liked what he was turning into. Dan had seen too much, too fast, and lately she'd caught glimpses of something dark inside him. And the pressure on the two of them was growing. Vesper One was not just a step ahead, he was miles ahead of them. He not only knew what they were going to do before they did it, he even seemed to know what they were thinking.
But so far, no hostages have died, she reminded herself. We have handled every ridiculous and dangerous task Vesper One has thrown at us. Our friends are still alive.
She wondered how much longer it could last.
7 members of the Cahill family had been kidnapped.